Things to Make and Do, Fun Stuff. Go Fish by June Marie Saxton. Simon Peter told Jesus Christ that he and other fishermen had worked all night without catching any fish. Jesus told him to take his ship out into the deepest part of the Sea of Galilee and let down a net. Simon Peter and Andrew followed his counsel. To their great surprise, they caught so many fish that their net began to break. They called out to their partners, James and John, to come with their ship and help. The men soon filled both ships with so many fish that the ship started to sink. The fishermen were amazed at the great number of fish they caught, and they were quick to heed the words of Jesus when he said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." See Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22, and Luke chapter 5, verses 4 through 11. FHE homepage. You can show your love and appreciation to your mother, grandmother, or neighbor by making her a May basket filled with treats and a butterfly gift. May Basket by Elizabeth Sfar. To make a basket, you will need a large empty soda cracker box or a 4-inch to 5-inch, 10 centimeters by 13 centimeters, square box, 3 inches, 8 centimeters high, scissors, ruler, tape, decorative wrapping paper, a 1-inch by 11-inch, 2.5 centimeters by 28 centimeters, piece of lightweight cardboard, stapler, optional, tissue paper, wrapped treats of your choice, and a butterfly gift. See below. 1. Cut the unopened square end of the soda cracker box so that it is 3 inches, 8 centimeters high. 2. Cover the box with wrapping paper. For the handle, cover the lightweight cardboard with wrapping paper, then staple or tape it in place. 3. Crumple tissue paper and place it in the basket. Fill the basket with wrapped treats and a butterfly gift. Butterfly Gift by Julie Wardell. To make a butterfly gift, you will need a pencil, tracing paper, scissors, a 5-inch, 13-centimeter square of heavy paper, a ruler, scraps of colored paper, glue, a 12-inch, 30-centimeter chenille stick, available in most places that have craft materials, and a new pencil or pen. 1. Trace the butterfly pattern on this page on the tracing paper. Cut it out and fold it in half. 2. Fold the square of heavy paper in half. With the straight edge of the pattern lined up with the folded edge of the heavy paper, trace the pattern and cut out the butterfly. Remember to cut the two slits on the folded edge, as shown on the example. 3. Decorate the butterfly with colored paper cutouts. 4. Slip the new pencil or pen through the slits. For the antenna, wrap the middle of the chenille stick around one end of the pencil or pen. Twist the pieces together to secure and curl the ends. End of homepage. End of things to make and do.